And finally, many Wisconsin counties have been providing long-term care to residents for a century or longer. And today, the state still has the second most county-owned nursing homes in the country, but that could be changing. Despite the county's facility's reputation for high-quality care, a slew of county boards have proposed sales to for-profit buyers this year. They say their counties can't afford to keep the facilities running. But as WPR's Eddie Costello reports, those sales could come at the cost of residents' care.
It's not hard for 86-year-old Arlene Meyer to stay busy.
People say, in here? Yeah.
Meyer sits in her room at Pinecrest, a county-owned nursing home in Merrill, where she reads off her monthly event calendar.
Now, this is only on Sunday. Trivia they have, which is enjoyable, makes the brain work.
Followed by a storytelling workshop, a sing-along, and...
Then on television, they're having Packers and Lions on Fox with popcorn.
On other days, there's chair Zumba, bingo, animal therapy, and even beer pong. The activities are her favorite thing about Pinecrest.
I love it here. I sincerely do.
But she worries that will change. The Lincoln County Board started looking for a for-profit buyer last year.
I was teed off about it. Now I think about it and think, you know, what jerks were running this?
Wisconsin has more county-owned nursing homes than most states. Experts say that's likely because Wisconsin residents and leaders prioritize keeping people closer to their homes. The state had 57 county-owned nursing homes in the late 70s. Today, there are 36. In Wisconsin and across the country, for-profit ownership has risen. Counties aren't required to run a nursing home. So during tough financial times, experts say facilities like Pinecrest often face sales. Lincoln County Board Chair Jesse Boyd says the county is working to get its expenses under control, but
right now we're drowning.
It's not just Lincoln County. This year, St. Croix County discussed a sale, Washington County's nursing home officially sold, Sauk County voted to sell, and Portage County leaders say they hope to find a buyer within a year. As Wisconsin's population ages, the state can't afford to lose nursing home beds, something Boyd recognizes.
We're just doing what we need to do to maintain a nursing home in Lincoln County.
These sales are happening right as increased Medicaid reimbursements could improve their financial picture. Renee Eastman is a vice president at Leading Age Wisconsin.
If counties hung on for a little bit longer, they would really see the effects of that funding infusion and really how important these services are.
Federal Medicare data shows Wisconsin's county-owned facilities, on average, have higher quality of care and draw fewer complaints than facilities in the state owned by for-profits. And facilities like Pinecrest that offer workers county benefits tend to be better staffed, with less turnover.
We own it. It's our place. We all take pride in it being here, and we feel like it's important to a community.
That's Dora Gorski. Her late husband, Ken, moved into Pinecrest when he had advanced dementia. It meant a lot to her that many staff and residents already knew him from Aikido classes he taught or his time working in healthcare.
This is full of neighbors and friends and people from our community, people who love us and know us.
Something she says you don't find in a big city.
And you don't find that in a private for-profit nursing home. You find it in a county-owned, community-run nursing home.
With the majority of Lincoln County board members currently in favor of selling and interested buyers lined up, Pinecrest isn't likely to stay county-owned for long, something Gorski and organizers across the state plan to keep fighting. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch.